Tacoma could one day be home to the largest methanol production facility in the world. Methanol is also known as wood alcohol. It can kill you if you drink it. But it's great for making plastics, solvents, antifreeze, and other chemicals. The proposed plant is in the very early stages of the permitting process, but it's already dividing the community. KUOW's EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern headed to Tacoma to learn more.
Take off my shoes.
They do recommend that we do take off the shoes here, yes.
Julia Gallagher has never been an environmental activist before. She's a real estate agent who's lived in Tacoma for almost 30 years.
Well, this one is obviously a very beautiful home, gorgeous bamboo flooring, looks over the port.
From the back deck of the house she's showing me, there's a pretty cool view, lots of lights and ships, and you can see the spot where the methanol plant could be built. That's what's got Gallagher up in arms. She says it's taken a long time for her city to get over the rep of being a home to stinky industry, or the aroma of Tacoma. Housing prices are coming back from the recession, more young people are moving to the city, and it's got a growing arts and culture scene.
After all the cleanup that we've done down here and everything that we've done to bring Tacoma back up and alive, to have something like this come in and just set us back, what, 30, 40 years? That's ridiculous.
The plant would take natural gas from a nearby pipeline and use it to make methanol. Ships would then take it to China, where the company's backers are from, and make it into plastics. The plant would employ 260 people and up to 1,000 people during the initial construction phase.
We need more family wage jobs in Tacoma.
That's Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland. She says that if you're going to talk about having a diverse city, it's not just about race or sexual identity.
There are serious conversations on income inequality. And some people will denigrate the types of jobs through construction, saying they're only temporary in nature. But ask a family of three, when they're making $75,000 a year plus benefits for 3 or 4 years, if that money's not insignificant.
The methanol plant has become a political hot potato, and Mayor Strickland hasn't taken a stand for or against it. She says there are a lot more questions than answers at this stage in the review process. Top of the list, just how big is this facility, and what will it take to run it? The plant would instantly be the local water utility's biggest customer, consuming 20% of its supply. Its electricity demands would nearly double what Tacoma Public Utilities supplies its customers right now, forcing the utility to find new ways to meet that demand. And then there's the question of safety. Is producing methanol dangerous? Methanol is flammable, and the production process releases toxic air emissions, as you'll find if you talk to folks in Louisiana, where there are already methanol plants in operation.
Yes, I live in Louisiana, born and raised in Louisiana.
Wilma Subra is an environmental scientist who has studied the methanol plants in her home state, particularly in what's known as Cancer Alley, a stretch of the Mississippi River that's a hub for industry. Now she's working with environmental groups opposing Tacoma's proposed methanol plant.
One of the largest issues is the emissions of very toxic chemicals into the air, which cross the fence line and then have an impact on the community's health.
A Chinese-owned methanol plant in St. James Parish, Louisiana, is permitted to release formaldehyde and benzene, both known human carcinogens, as well as a suite of other volatile organic chemicals and air pollution. The company behind the proposed Tacoma plant has not yet released specifics about potential air pollution there. But it is promoting the plant's new, lower-emissions technology. And with natural gas as the feedstock, it'll be cleaner than the way they make methanol in China, using coal. Connie Bacon has been a Port of Tacoma commissioner for 19 years. She says the methanol plant is a good move for the local economy.
That serves a big driver. That's our job. That's why ports were developed, to have an economic engine.
More than 1,000 people attended a recent public meeting about the plant in Tacoma.
So we're going to get started here.
Ron Richardson took the microphone to comment. He's a retired executive with the Hotel Workers International Union, who's worried the new plant will hurt the local economy.
Forget about hotels, forget about tourism, forget about the reputation of our town, because it's going to be nothing. No one's going to want to come here at all.
The public will have another chance to comment on the plant on Wednesday, but the overall environmental review won't be complete until the end of the year. I'm Ashley Ahern in Tacoma.